NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Adrian Ma. Do you hear that?
It's an air horn. It's a particularly exuberant ring this month.
That eardrum smashing horn can only mean one thing, and that is that it's Jobs Friday. That's where we check in on the latest jobs report and also spotlight trends in the labor market.
Yeah, so numbers-wise, we've got the unemployment rate staying the same at 3.8%. But look, here is where things were just kind of going bananas. The big headline number was the economy added 336,000 jobs.
336,000. That's a lot of thou.
I thought the economy was meant to be slowing. This is quite surprising.
Yes, this caught a lot of analysts off guard. The labor market is tight as a drum right now. Employers are screaming out for workers. And one field where that need is particularly acute is in the field of social work. That's our focus this month, social workers. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts that over the next decade, the number of people doing social work will grow by 7%. And 7%, that is more than double the predicted growth rate for all occupations.
Yeah, social work is hot. And we spoke to an employer who just cannot find enough of them right now.
I have 40 full-time social work positions. And midway through the pandemic, I ended up with 12 vacancies.
So today on the show, we're going to look at why social workers are so hot right now, and also why they're kind of hard to find.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth/whatsyourwhy.
Katie Click is the head of social work in Missouri's Fulton State Hospital. It's a place that focuses on treating patients involved with the justice system and dealing with serious mental illness.
It is very intense, and it's a very specialized skill set to work with individuals who are acutely psychotic or experiencing extreme behaviors. It takes a very unique social worker to work here.
And attracting these very unique social workers could get even more difficult for Katie as other options for these workers pop up.
In fact, the hospital recently had to cancel a planned $16 million renovation of a treatment center, in part because they couldn't hire and retain the social workers they needed.
Now, social work is a pretty broad term. It can encompass people who work with individuals, providing counseling or helping them access social services. And it can also refer to people who work in communities, providing education and support around things like public health or advocating for vulnerable people.
But for Sandra Crew, all social work basically comes down to this.
Social work is the practice of ensuring the dignity and worth of every person.
Sandra heads up the social work program at Howard University.
That's at the core of all social work practice. improving the quality of life, whether it is fighting their own mental health challenges or fighting racial and social injustices.
When Sandra was starting out in social work in the mid-1970s, she says there were basically two kinds of social workers, those who worked in clinics helping people with their health issues, and those like her who were in the community doing a mix of counseling and organizing. But since then, the definition of social work has expanded.
Yeah, now there are more specialties, and there are social workers popping up in places we didn't often see them before. Like, for example, New York City in recent years brought in more than 400 social workers to schools to do things like mental health counseling. Also, in some cities, 9/11 dispatchers are sending social workers instead of police to help deal with mental health emergencies.
And increasingly, a lot of companies now have programs where social workers connect employees with resources to deal with work and life issues. Sandra says this growing interest in social work is thanks in part to a cultural shift that's been happening in recent years.
The nation is more focused on the importance of mental health and mental well-being. We've seen the impact of the pandemic experience, where individuals were socially isolated as well as physically isolated. And more recently, the death of George Floyd, very sad, really brought attention to the need for there to be an intermediary sometimes when we are dealing with police. So all of those things, I think, have made a difference. Before, it was more intervention and not prevention.
On top of this cultural change, Sandra says shifting demographics are also increasing demand for social workers.
Health challenges, but also opportunities that we never thought about before take place. So the focus is longer lives with high quality.
For one thing, as our population ages, we're seeing a lot more people with dementia. There are about 7 million Americans with this condition, as we've talked about on The Indicator recently. And they and their families need a lot of support from professionals like social workers.
Now, here is the problem, though. Demand for social workers is increasing, but Sandra says there are definitely not enough social workers to meet that demand right now. Howard University recently started an online Masters of Social Work program to try and help with that. But a big reason the pipeline for social workers is hard to fill is that financially, social work can be a tough gig. So get this, according to the BLS, the median wage for all workers in the economy has risen about 50% since the mid-2000s. But for social workers, their wages during that time have only gone up about 35%. And right now, the median wage for social workers, about $55,000 a year.
Social work is gendered. Mostly women are in the practice of social workers. And historically, professions that were dominated by women did not get paid as much as other professions. So we have carried over that legacy of the inequity of pay.
A 2017 report found about 80% of people who got their master's in social work were women. And those degrees, of course, aren't cheap. Many programs take multiple years to complete and can cost several thousand or even tens of thousands of dollars.
So I think when we look at the economics of it, the individuals are leaving with high loan payments, school debt, and their positions don't pay for that.
This is something Sandra is hopeful will change over time if demand for social workers keeps growing. But in the meantime, certain places still can't find enough of them. And in fact, remember Katie Click, who works at that hospital in Missouri? She says her state recently gave social workers a cost of living increase given the high inflation we're seeing, but she is definitely still worried about ongoing staff shortages. Not only that it'll affect their ability to give care, but it could also burn out the people they do have.
We are just doing everything we can and stretching ourselves very thin, trying to bring in more folks and then keep them.
Do you see that getting better?
I sure hope so. I sure hope so. We have a really great internship program here. And I really think that once people come to our facility and can see the great work that we do, free of stigma, they really do like it here. And it develops such great social workers to work with folks who literally are a forgotten population that nobody really thinks about. And they get to work and do real good social work.
This episode was produced by Cooper Katz-McKim with engineering by Patrick Murray. Sierra Juarez checked the facts. Kate Kincannon is our editor, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.